Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to have a look at Psalm 115. And it starts by saying in verse 1, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness." We're going to look at the blessing of the Lord into our lives as believers. And sometimes it's interesting because God will ask us to do things that seem costly and don't always make sense to us. But as we walk in obedience to God and his word, we will find we will come into the promises of the blessing of God. I mean, we're told in scripture we'll reap what we sow. And so God wants us to be faithful to him and faithful to his word. He wants us to trust in his grace to change us where we need changing and to change us from one degree of glory to another. It's like an ongoing process, really, so that there's less of us, the flesh life, as people call it, and more of him. So we're going to briefly this morning just look at the difference between those who trust God and those who don't when it comes to the blessing of God. And this psalm in I'm reading from the NIV version, says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness." And then a question comes in, and it's a question that can come to us as believers sometimes when what we are doing, if you like, in obedience to the Lord doesn't seem to actually be paying off. Tithing, for instance, is an issue. That it takes faith to tithe. It takes faith to believe that God will honour it. Because if you just look at it in the natural, there's money going out of your bank account and you have less. But by faith, we hold on to God's promises and we see the blessing of God come into our lives in that area of obedience and any area of obedience, laying our lives down for people, helping somebody out, going, doing their shopping, setting things up in the church you belong to that take some of your time, serving on a particular team. Sometimes if you just look at these things in the natural, it says, well, I have less time, less money, less this, less than the other. But that's not looking at it in terms of how God wants to bless. But these questions come up and it says in 115 verse 2, "Why do the nations say, where's their God? Our God is in heaven. And he does whatever pleases him." And the response was, but their idols, those who are questioning whether it's worth serving God and living for God and holding on to his word, it says their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. In other words, they're not trusting God. They've made mouths in these idols, but they cannot speak. Eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses that cannot smell. They have hands that cannot feel, feet that cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Wow. So you have a thing happening here where we see at the beginning all the glory is going to God for his love and faithfulness. So as believers, we thank God for his love and faithfulness. We walk in the good of that as we submit our lives to him and live through his shed blood. And then there's often this questioning that can come even from our own heads. Maybe it's from the enemy, a personal thought, or something someone else says. Or you're doing something faithful and someone else in your life isn't being faithful and seem to be better off for it. And it goes into this thing that God is basically saying, if you trust in yourself, if you trust in what you can do, you're going to end up with the fruit of trusting in something other than me, is the best way I can really put it this morning. He's saying, if you decide to trust in yourself, in your own ability, you will live in the fruit of that. And the interesting thing is, I won't go into it now, it's called secondary grace, but, you know, all humans, whether they're Christians or not, live in secondary grace, which is the grace of being a human and created by God with ability to do this, that and the other. Living in the grace of God is basically living devoted and trusted to him trusting in him and enabling his life and his power for us to get to where we need to get to in our lives. They're two different things. But for the sake of what we're looking at here, he's saying, there's other scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your strength, all your being. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. All will go well with you. So there's a lot in the scripture about trusting, leaning on, relying on the love God has for us. But then the answer comes to the perplexity of the question. Now, just before we look at this, I'll give some personal testimony. My wife and I have always tithed. We found that important. Ever since we were young, we just were taught, scripture tells us to. We hadn't really looked into it much, but we just decided to. But that meant sometimes we couldn't afford, say, a holiday, and other people we knew who didn't tithe were going on holiday with money that they didn't tithe with, but decided they didn't need to for whatever reason, and that's up to them. So into our heads, we could have had this questioning coming, well, where's my God? You know, I tithe, I do this, that, and the other, and yet I feel I have less. But in that season, God was really, I guess, wanting to see if we would trust him, whatever the situation or circumstances, when it felt like we were worse off for obeying him, if we would trust him. And it's not just been about the money. We just believe that actually money, you know, is a key thing of our trust for God, and therefore it blesses and has actually blessed and put God's protection around our family and so many other areas of our life, because it's, you know, is a reflection of our hearts towards him. Now, that's just us. That's what we've decided. Many other people decide it's a load of nonsense and don't want to, and so they live with that. But over the years, we've seen some incredible things happen, and I believe we've been way better off. And it's not just the money sum, but in the blessing of God and his hand on our lives. And if we hadn't have done, one example is when our boys were very young, I had a phone call, and a friend said, Dave, would you like to come to Disneyland in Florida with my wife and I, my daughter? And I said, yeah, we'd love to, but we just can't afford to do that. And he says, no, if you want to come, we want to pay for you to come. And I was like, goodness me. And so God was blessing our faithfulness. And we were invited, fully paid trip, wonderful. And God gave to our boys something I could never give them in the natural, in my resource. God opened up his resource to enable us to go. Now, before we went, I don't know if they still do, I haven't been for years, but they used to have, I think, park passes or something that would enable you basically to go on the rides and that. And you could buy them beforehand while you were still back in the UK, and I don't know if they were a couple of $100, something like that. And so I phoned my friend a week later too, and I said, which passes are you getting? Because we obviously want to get the same ones as you, because we're going to be with you. He said, Dave, I wouldn't ask you to come on holiday with us and expect you to pay for your passes. Hallelujah. So again, incredibly humbling and just in awe of God's faithfulness. We had all our passes paid for. Now, this takes me back to the beginning of this psalm where you've got the perplexity as to where's God when we're being faithful. It says, not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. The question mark, the enemy will always question your faithfulness. The question mark came in. And if you can get through that and hold on to God and trust him and be faithful, you will see his love and faithfulness and blessing come back to you. There was another time when we were really needed a car. We couldn't afford it. Logically, on paper, we could have said, well, if we hadn't given money away and tithed, we'd have had the money for it. We wouldn't have been walking in the blessing of God. And somebody got in touch with us and gave us a car. We hadn't advertised our need. God had seen our need. And we were given, I think it was a small Volkswagen car at the time. Again, because of our faithfulness to the Lord and trusting him, his love and faithfulness and blessing came to us. We had a trip to Austria once as a family of four. Again, someone said, would you like to go to Austria with us? Different person. Yes, we'd love to, but can't afford it. Well, you find where you'd like to go and let me know and I'll book it. So again, the blessing of God. And then in other ways as well, when we were first in ministry, or I was first in ministry, and we didn't really have a salary then, but we had children, we'd sometimes not have any food in the cupboard, but we'd trust God, we'd be faithful, and there'd be a knock on the door, and we'd open the door, and there'd be a food parcel there. You know, God was just growing us and developing our faith in those days. But now, as I'm nearly 60 years old, I can honestly say I've never, ever, ever regretted putting God first and trusting him. And it's not just the material, it's a sense of blessing and closeness to him that comes from that. So it goes on then to say in Psalm 115, O house of Israel, trust in the Lord, he's our help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he's their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord, he is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. Amen. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. And I put in there, therefore he will bless my house. He's the God of blessing. And I can put it there because God says he will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. You don't have to be the latest Billy Graham. You don't have to be the latest whoever these big names were. And they were only out of their obedience, God just used them in some way. God's saying, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in whoever you are, just be faithful. Remember the woman in the temple and people, they were watching people put their money in, and the Pharisees with their fat wallets, as it were, parading how generous they were supposedly being. Then a woman comes in and she just puts the last penny or mite, the widow's mite, they call it, into the offering, and Jesus said she's given more than anyone because she gave with her heart and trust in God. The widow with the oil giving away to the prophet, and then the jars being filled with oil. She trusted what the prophet said for her to do. Now, I don't want to turn this into a thing about financial giving. This is about the heart and our heart in trusting God in everything for our children, for our families, for our relationships, with everything happening in the world at this time. It's the thing of where we place our trust and the demonstration of that trust in God. Then it goes on in 14, may the Lord make you increase, both you and your children, amen. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he's given to man. It's not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go to silence. Is we who extol the Lord both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Let's finish with this. The first part is all the glory, honour and praise goes to the God who loves us and is faithful to us. The question mark will often come when we seek to be faithful, because in the natural, it can seem like we're worse off, but undergirding behind all of that is our faith that says, God, it may seem like that, but I'm going to trust you and I'm going to keep going until I see your hand come towards me in this situation. And of course, it's not just personal, but I mean, I've been able to bless others over the years because of God's blessing to us. I've been able to help others trusting in the Lord because of God's goodness to us as we've trusted to the Lord. So the blessing multiplies out, doesn't it? And it goes on then to say, well, trust in the Lord, house of Israel, trust in the Lord, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He will bless you. He will bless you who fear him, both small and great alike. So those who fear him, the word fear there is not being scared of him. It's those who act in ways that show tremendous honour and revere and awe towards God, honour in the way they speak of him, trust him, live before him, all a work of his grace, and being in a church where these things are taught, where you're growing in understanding what all of that looks like. But basically, God is saying, if you will reap what you sow, if you will obey my word and trust me, I will bless you. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. And therefore, faith can rise in us. And when we're praying and living before God, we can say, God, I just call on that blessing. I call on that blessing at this time. I call on you to come and minister into this part of my life. As I've put you first, as I've trusted you, I call on you. And I know and thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, finally, just so this isn't a distorted prosperity gospel or something like that, or false interpretation of grace. So many times in my life, God's answered my prayer, but not in the way I expected. And that's great, because he's God and I'm not. And sometimes the way I've prayed and wanted answers, I love it when he answers in a different way, because it's actually protected me from something that I wasn't aware would not be good coming my way. So basically what I'm saying is, let God be God, and trust him, put him first, and he will take care of everything else. The scripture says he'll supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. Again, let's not just look at finance, but let's look at health issues, especially mental health issues nowadays, reminding us, as those that are saved, we have the mind of Christ, what we can take authority over in prayer. God will bless us and take care of us, even if it's blessing us with peace in when there's turmoil around us, so that we can go into that turmoil around us and minister that peace with however God opens up the way for us to do so. So God bless you. That was from Psalm 115. All the glory goes to God. When you're questioning your obedience to God and all the rest of it, remember who God is, his faithfulness and his love. Begin to thank him for it and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you whatever it costs me. I'm going to trust you whatever it looks like. And God will build your faith. He will strengthen you. You'll become more like him and more resolute in your spirit as to what it is to live as a child of God. God bless you.